Lesson 51. Crossing the Alps. When Napoleon Bonaparte invaded Italy the second time, AD 1800, he led his army across the cold and stormy Alps, where the snow lies deep all the year round, and the roads are often blocked up by masses of ice. He himself crossed by the St. Bernard Pass in May, and a few months later, he ordered one of his generals, Marshal MacDonald, cross by the Splugen with 15,000 soldiers and join him on the plains below. It was then the end of November, and the winter storms were raging among the mountain passes. It was a perilous undertaking, yet he must obey, and the men began their terrible march through narrow defiles, past overhanging precipices, 6,000 feet up, up, up among the gloomy solitudes of the Alps. The cannon were placed on rough sleds, each drawn by a long team of soldiers, or, when the roads permitted, by oxen, and the ammunition was packed on mules. First came the guides, driving their long black poles into the snow in order to find the path. Then came workmen to clear away the drifts. Then the dragoons, mounted on their most powerful horses, to beat down the track, after whom followed the main body of the army.